Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he'll ask the Court of Appeals in Chicago to stay the order by Judge Lynn Edelman that overturned Wisconsin's voter ID law.
Judge Edelman's decision and his order are very, very broad. They're contrary to our Supreme Court's constitutional rulings already.
The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld other state voter ID laws, but Attorney John Ulin, who represented the plaintiffs in this case, says Wisconsin's law was purposely challenged on different grounds.
The case is quite deliberately a blueprint for Section 2 challenges to vote ID and other forms of vote denial.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act bans racial discrimination in voting. It's often used in redistricting lawsuits. But Attorney Catherine Culleton-Gonzalez of the Advancement Project, another group that challenged Wisconsin's voter ID law, says what made it work here were the stories of people who lacked IDs and the statistics to back them up.
There's nothing in the Voting Rights Act that says that discrimination doesn't count if it's with regard to photo ID. And there's certainly nothing in the language of Section 2.
Attorney General Van Hollen says he'll ask for an expedited appeal, but those challenging the law say the court will want to take its time to consider this case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.